בן ישחי עם פרשת ויירה, הלכה ה. פרשת ויירה שנה שנייה, הלכה ה. פיוט לך דודי לא נזכר בדברי רבנו האריזל, כי זה הפיוט חיברו רבנו שלמה אלקבץ. ואין חיוב באמירתו, אך פשט המנהג לאומרו. He says, you won't find in the teachings of the Ari HaKadosh the piyut of Lecha Dodi that we sing for Kabbalat Shabbat. And the reason is because this piyut was composed by Rav Shlomo Elkabetz, who was a contemporary of the Ari HaKadosh. He was in the same shul as the Ari HaKadosh in Tzfat of the late 1500s. So you understand, it takes time, you know, till the piyut that he wrote will make it into the Siddur. So obviously there's no obligation in saying Lecha Dodi as far as Kabbalat Shabbat is concerned, but Pashat HaMinhag LeOmro, and how? The Minhag has become widespread among Ashkenazim and Sfaradim to say Lecha Dodi. Can you imagine that? What is Zechut Rav Shlomo Elkabetz has? He was a tremendous tzaddik and a tremendous gaon. He wrote a few sefarim also. He has a whole beautiful sefer called Manot HaLevi on Megillat Esther. Also he wrote on Megillat Kohelet and other sefarim that he wrote. And but imagine such a zechut to write a song in honor of Shabbat and have it almost instantly. I mean, I'm sure, I don't think it took more than 100 years, or maybe a little bit more than that, to become widespread and to make it into the Siddur, to the point where the Ben Ish Chai has to tell you that Lecha Dodi is not in the teachings of the Ari, and it's not obligatory. Because it looks like it is, right? It's such a standard in the Kabbalat Shabbat. Whether the Minhag is to say the entire one, some Sfaradim in Eretz Yisrael have the minhag only to say the first four stanzas and then to skip to Bo'i B'Shalom. But the minhag of most communities is to sing the entire Lecha Dodi. However, the main part, the most crucial part of that song is the end. Amirat Bo'i Chala, Bo'i Chala, Bo'i Chala Shabbat Malketa. That does have its source in the Gemara, in the words of Chazal, to say those words, Bo'i Chala, Bo'i Chala Shabbat Malketa. It is mentioned in the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat, Kuf Yutet, and in the Tikune HaZohar. Ukefi Divrei Rabbeinu HaArizal, Ikar Kabbalat Shabbat Hi Be'omro Bo'i Chala. Now, according to the Ari HaKadosh, the main point of Kabbalat Shabbat, now we're talking about it in its practical form, which means, when am I accepting upon myself Shabbat to become forbidden in doing Melacha? Obviously, if we're talking about after Shkia, so it's regardless, you're Asur B'Melacha anyway. But let's say a person is Mekabel Shabbat earlier, as happens many times. So when is it that you become asur bimlacha, not to do any melacha? According to the Ari HaKadosh, it's when we say bo'i chala. Ve'az ne'esar be'asiyat melacha, af al pi shelo amar adayin mizmor shir liyom ha-shabbat. That at that point, when you say bo'i chala, you become asur, forbidden, in doing any melacha, even though you didn't recite the Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbat yet. Now, what he means is, because if you look in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Resh Samech Aleph, Maran HaShulchan Aruch, he writes that Kabbalat Shabbat is with saying Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbat, Tov Lehodot Lashem. When you say Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbat, that's when you are Mekabel Shabbat, according to Maran HaShulchan Aruch. And here we're learning that according to the Ari HaKadosh, it's a little bit before that. It's when you say bo'i chala, bo'i chala. So the Ben Ish Chai explains, u'ma shekatav Maran b'shulchano ha-tahor, what Maran writes in the Shulchan Aruch, de'ne'esar be'asiyat melacha mishiyatchil lomar mizmor shir liyom ha-shabbat. Why did Maran write that it's from mizmor shir? היינו מפני שבימיו לא נתפשטו דברי רבנו האריזה. Once again, a similar reason, because in the days of Maran HaShulchan Aruch, the teachings of the Ari HaKadosh did not yet become widespread. Also, he was a contemporary. They also prayed in the same Bet Knesset, right? Imagine that shul. Imagine, you had four famous people, and more, actually. But you had the rabbi who sat on the right side. Let's say that was the Ari HaKadosh. The rabbi who sat on the left side of the Aron Kodesh, that was Rabbeinu Yosef Karo, who was older, much older than the Ari HaKadosh, in the same shul. And you had the standing by the bima, being the chazan, being the shaliach tzibur, Rabbi Shlomo El Kabetz, right? The one who wrote Lecha Dodi. And for the Shabbat morning sermon, yeah, for the drasha, Rabbi Moshe Alshich, the Alshich HaKadosh, also prayed in that shul, and he was the darshan. He was known as the one who gave the drashot. Can you imagine such a thing? Huh? Well, that's what it was in Tzfat of the 1570s. Exactly. So the teachings of the Ari HaKadosh did not yet become widespread, so it didn't make it, obviously, into the Shulchan Aruch. And so in the Shulchan Aruch, as far as he's concerned, he held that Kabbalat Shabbat is by Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbat. O yitachen d'ayah min agam lomar bo'i chala achar amirat ha-mizmor. Or, says the Ben Ishchai, it could be there was an early minhag at the time to say bo'i chala after Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbat. That's not how we do it. We say Lecha Dodi beforehand, obviously. But maybe then it was the reverse, and that's why Maran said, when you say Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbat, you are already accepting Shabbat. Va'anachnu en lanu ela divrei Rabbeinu ha'Ariza. However, we go by the teachings of the Ari HaKadosh, the Kabbalat Shabbat chala be'amirat bo'i chala. The Kabbalat Shabbat comes at the time of when we say bo'i chala. So I'm looking in the Halichot Olam of Rav Ovadia on page Ein Aleph. Rav Ovadia writes this machloket between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ari. Says, according to Shulchan Aruch, Kabbalat Shabbat, the point of Kabbalat Shabbat is by Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbat. And Ari HaKadosh holds it's from Bo'i Chala. He brings from a Shelot Tshuvot Mishpetei Tzedek, Rabbi Shmuel Gormezan, that explains that according to Maran, Bo'i Chala is only an invitation to the Shabbat, but it's not an acceptance yet of Shabbat. The acceptance is by Mizmor Shir. However, mikol makom nachon inhog kedat ha'ari. But it's correct to be noheg like the Ari HaKadosh to refrain from melacha as soon as when you say bo'i chala. And that is the opinion also of the Maharam ben Chaviv b'shelot u'tshuvot kol gadol and b'shelot u'tshuvot halachot ketanot. Okay, so that's so there's not really any machloket here between Rav Ovadia and the Ben Ishchai. So Ben Ishchai says adamantly, "Anachnu en lanu ela divrei Rabbeinu Ari de Kabbalat Shabbat chala be'amirat bo'i chala." V'chen katav Rav alachot ketanot. That's the one that Rav Ovadia quoted in Chelek Alef Siman Numbet. "D'cheomer bo'i chala kiblah leShabbat ve'asur bimlacha." When you say bo'i chala, that's the point when not only did you invite the Shabbat to come, but you accepted it upon yourself, meaning that now you're not allowed to do any melacha. What about Yom Tov? Veda ki beYom Tov chal alehem kedushat Yom Tov beAmirat Barechu deKodem Arvit. What is the exact point of acceptance of kedushat Yom Tov to be asur bimlacha? Of course, we're talking if you're praying before Shkia, right? So where is that point where you accept? That's when you say Barechu. V'nachon leachmir meAmirat haMizmor deBen Ishchai alav haShalom. He tells us it's correct to be machmir a little bit earlier than that, which means when you say the mizmor, that special mizmor of the Chag, by Pesach, Hodu Lashem, right, by Shmini Atzeret, Lamnatzeach al Hasheminit, or Alayelet HaShachar, Maskil Yivnei Koach, by Keayal Tarog, by Sukkot, right? So when you say the special mizmor, already you should be machmir to refrain from melacha. Don't switch a light, you know, in the shul or something like that. Already from that point, that's when you accept the Yom Tov. So by Shabbat, it's from Boichala, and by Yom Tov, it's from Barichu, or even better, from the saying of the, from the reciting of the Mizmor. Halacha Vav, Chayav Adam Leosif Mechol Al HaKodesh. It's an obligation to be Mosif Mechol Al HaKodesh, to add before Shkia a number of minutes from Friday to make it Kodesh. Not just, you know, to accept Shabbat at the point of Shkia. No, there is a mitzvah to add. It's called Tosefet Minachol Al HaKodesh. Now the question is, Uzman Tosefet Ze, how long, how many minutes do we have to add? What's the time that is needed to add? Ze yesh bo, Uzman Tosefet Ze, yesh bo kama svarot chalukot. There are a few different opinions. Ve'anachnu en lanu ela divrei Rabbeinu Ha'arizal. Once again, the Ben Ish Chai follows all the way with the teachings of the Ari HaKadosh. She'amar Zman Kabbalat Shabbat hu samuch lishkiat hachama. That the time of Kabbalat Shabbat is before Shkiat HaChama. You understand? See, officially the night time of Shabbat is by Tzet HaKochavim. Ben HaShmashot is Safek. Safek HaShecha, Safek Ena HaShecha. So it's possible, and you do have some opinions that hold that the mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbat is by Ben HaShmashot, which means the fact that we refrain from Melacha, from Shkia, that's already a kiyum of Tosefet Minachol Al HaKodesh. But the Ari HaKadosh said no. The Ari HaKadosh said you have to add before, from time from before Shkia. It's not enough to rely on from Shkia is Ben HaShmashot, so if I refrain, that's Tosefet Shabbat. No, Tosefet Shabbat has to be before Shkia. Now, how long before Shkia? He says, Be'avnu Kavanato, the Ben Ish Chai explains the Kavanah of the Ari HaKadosh, Otze Lomar, Kesheachama Berosh HaIlanot. When the sun is setting and it's already seen, you can already visualize the sun on the top of the trees. The Hainu, which is Shlish Sha'a Kodem Kriat HaMagrab Shekore Besof Sha'a Shtem Esre Mamash. He says it's around a third of the hour, which is 20 minutes. Right, 20 minutes is a third of a 60-minute hour. 20 minutes before the Kriat HaMagrab. In the Arab countries, in the Muslim countries, so you know what's called the Maghrab. The Maghrab is that, you know, sounding of their prayers always around 7 minutes after Shkia. The Ben Ish Chai uses this Kriat HaMagrab many times, especially in Ilchot Tfilat Arvit, if you remember. The Kriat HaMagrab is around approximately 7 minutes after. If you go to Israel or if you go to any other Arab country, you'll see that it's almost without fail that 7 minutes after the Shkia, all of a sudden you'll hear from their mosques, you know, whoa, 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 you know, the beautiful makamim that they do. Sometimes, you know, you like to hear it if you know Chazanut, so it's really, it's professional Chazanut that you hear. You know, they don't hire any kind of regular guy who doesn't know. So, but that, okay, enough praise for them for today. And so that's called Kriat HaMagrab, the calling of the Maghrab. Maghrab in Arabic is Ma'arav. Ma'arav is west. The calling of the prayer when the sun is setting in the west. The sun sets in the west, and so now they pray. That's around 7 minutes after Shkia. So 20 minutes before that would be around 15 minutes before Shkia. Or let's say, right? Would be like 13 minutes before Shkia. So that's what he's saying here. Dehainu shlish sha'a kodem kriat ha-magrab shekore besof sha'a 12 mamash ve'ameacher lomar. So till there, the Ben Ish Chai is telling us around 13 to 15 minutes before Shkia should be Tosefet Shabbat. That's a stretch of a chumrah. Because, you know, really, essentially, you could say, okay, fine, you have to add on to Shkia even earlier, even 2 minutes before Shkia. Be'emet Rav Ovadia, in Halichot Olam, that's what he writes. He says, and I read from page Ayin Bet, Mitzvah Tosefet Chol Al HaKodesh Daya Af B'Mispar Dakot Lifnei Shkiat HaChama. It's enough, even a number, a few minutes, even 2 minutes. And he says, it's good that you should say with your mouth, after Tfilat Mincha, when you finish Mincha, you finish the Amidah, I mekabel on myself Tosefet Shabbat Mechol Al HaKodesh. Right? And so he says, it's even 2-3 minutes before is fine. The Ben Ish Chai is explaining the Ari HaKadosh that it's actually 13 to 15 minutes before Shkia is when you should receive the Shabbat, when you should be mikayem the mitzvah to Sefet Shabbat. V'ameacher lomar kabbalat Shabbat ben hashmashot. Now, let's say you're late and you do kabbalat Shabbat by ben hashmashot, which means right by Shkia. Shematchil shiv'at dakim v'chetzi kodem kriyat ha-magam. You start ben hashmashot 7.5 minutes before the Kriyat HaMagav, hifsid mitzvat ha-tosefet. He says, you lose the mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbat. Umforash lehedya bedivrei Rabbeinu ha-arizal b'shar ha-kavanot, de'en nikra tosefet, ela im ken nimshecha kodem zmana ra'uila. The Ari HaKadosh says openly that by definition, Tosefet Shabbat means that it has to be that you added onto Shabbat before its time. And therefore, Shkia is already the time you have to, you are obligated to keep the Shabbat. So Tosefet means before Shkia. Aval kesheitkadesh haShabbat atzmo v'yeh mamash lel Shabbat gamur, eno nikra Tosefet. But when Shabbat comes in, regardless of your Kabbalah, which means at the point of Shkia, that's not in, you no longer have the possibility to fulfill Tosefet. Rak kedushat Shabbat atzmo. That's Kiddushat Shabbat itself. You can't add on to that anymore. So according to the Ben Ish Chai, when is it that you're... Let's be very specific now. According to the Ben Ish Chai, you're supposed to come to the end of Lecha Dodi, which means by the part where you say Boichala, which is Kabbalat Shabbat, you have to come to that 13 minutes before Shkia. Can you imagine? Wow. So it comes out, let's say, what? When is Shkia? Shkia today is like what? 4:30. I think it's 4:29, 4:30. And so probably this coming Friday, probably Shkia will be around 4:28, let's say, 4:28, 4:27. So if we're going with the Ben Ish Chai here, that means you 4:27 should be already 13 minutes after you already said Boichala. So that means you have to come to Boichala at 4:14. In order to come to Boichala 4:14, you have to start Mizmor le David and Lecha Dodi, right? Like let's say 4:10, 4:10, 4:11, depending on the tune that you use for Lecha Dodi, if it's slow or if it's fast. So let's, you know, take the regular Lecha Dodi, right? So that's quick. So basically, if you start Lecha Dodi 4:10, 4:11, you're there by 4:15. In order to get to that, you have to already set Shir HaShirim, to start Shir HaShirim by 3:55. In order to get to that, you have to start Mincha by 3:35. 20 minutes, give or take, you know, 15, 20 minutes Mincha. So you have to be sitting in Shul, basically, at 3:30. Now, I'm going to stop right there. I won't tell you what time to take a shower and go to the mikveh now. But the point is, 3:30... you have to already be in shul, 3:35, start mincha, go on to Shir HaShirim, and then be by Kabbalah, according to Ben Ish Chai. Rav Ovadia gives you another 10 minutes to play around with, as long as you do it 2 minutes before. But the point is that when we say Boichala, it should be before Shkia. And that, sometimes people don't realize, it's already 2, 3, 5 minutes after Shkia, when they got to the point of Boichala. Says the Ben Ish Chai, if that's the case, you lost your chance to be mikayem the special mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbat. That's what he's saying over here.
Really?
Yeah.
You could do Shir HaShirim after, like in between Kabbalat Shabbat and Arbi, like after the Mishnayot. I mean, that's what my shul does in the wintertime.
Yeah, there are different minagim. That's interesting, to do it after Kabbalat Shabbat, before Bamei Madlikin, huh? Some also
after Amemad the King.
Oh,
but
before Kaddish. For Kaddish of Arvit. Interesting. That's very interesting. Yeah. So you give opportunity for people.
They say Mizmor Shir twice. They say right before the Mishnayot and right after the Mishnayot.
Yeah.
So which one would be the acceptance one?
So according to the Ben Ish Chai, you know, it doesn't matter. The acceptance is by Boi Chala. According to Maran, it would probably be the second one, which is, you know, right before Barichu. Probably. It's a good question.
If, according to the Ben Ish Chai, the reason we want to get to Boi Chala is in order to be Mekabel Shabbat, why can't we just be Mekabel Shabbat on our walk to Shul already at like 4 o'clock?
You could.
Also.
So you could, in other words, you're asking if, let's say, on your walk to shul, when you say you walk to shul, right, does that mean you're going to pray mincha? Or did you already pray mincha?
You still have a heter to pray mincha after.
Not so simple that you could pray after your mikabel Shabbat to pray mincha is problematic, right? As we're going to. So we're going to speak about that, if that works, if it, you know, who holds of that or not. But it's not ideal. The ideal is that Kabbalat Shabbat should be after you prayed Mincha. Totally.
So, yeah, I mean, still after Mincha, then you're able to.
So you're right. Let's say, I'll answer you like this. Let's say you're in Shul, and you're praying Mincha with them, and you finish the Amidah. Now, you're looking at your watch, and you see that by the time the Chazan finishes the Chazara, and by the time the Shul begins Kabbalat Shabbat, by the time you get to Boi Chala, it's going to be after Shkia. So then what you should do is, right then and there, after you finished your Amidah, even before the Chazara of the Chazan, after you finished your personal Amidah of Mincha, you say, under your breath, Hareni Mikabel Alai Tosefet Shabbat right now. Yeah. So at least you get the mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbat. And then by Boi Chala, you have in mind the Tosefet Nefesh, as we, you know, as we mentioned. And that's what he ends off here in this halakha. He says, Mihu kol ze al Kabbalat Shabbat ve'amirat Boi Chala. This is all talking about the Kabbalat Shabbat of Boi Chala. Aval kadish u'barechu shebo Tosefet Taruach v'chen amirat u'fros sheba Tosefet HaNeshama eno tzarich sheyeh ze bevaday yom. El af al pi shenasa laila em bekach klum. In regards to the other two parts of the Kabbalat, Tosefet Ruach and Tosefet Neshama, which is at the point of the Kaddish and Barichu, and Ufros Alenu, that could be well after Shkia. That doesn't matter. What we were talking about, to try to have it before Shkia, according to the Ben Ish Chai, if possible, 13 minutes before Shkia, or according to, you know, the Halakha, that as long as a few minutes before Shkia, that's in regards to Boi Chala. But then again, like I told you, in case you see that the shul is not going to get up to even Boi Chala at that time, still you could still salvage the mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbat by just accepting Shabbat upon yourself, saying, Areni mikabel alai, Tosefet Shabbat. וכן נראה להדיה בשאר הכוונות שרבנו אריז על עצמו היה עושה כל זה אחר שנעשה לילה ממש. From the שאר הכוונות, it seems that Ari HaKadosh also himself, the other two parts of the Ruach and the Neshama would be well after nightfall, would be well after Shkia. The Boi Chala part is what he was makpid to make sure before Shkia. Okay? Halacha Zayin, mi shekibel Shabbat mi be'od yom, yuchal lomar lechavero shelo kibel Shabbat adayin la'asot eze melacha. Someone who accepted Shabbat early on in the day, while it is still day, and he has a friend who did not yet accept Shabbat, he's allowed to tell his friend who did not accept Shabbat yet to do a melacha. He's allowed to tell his friend to do some melacha for him. Let's say, could you put, you know, this food on the fire or whatever it may be. V'ayen machzik bracha u'shar achonim. Mi u'arav chesed le'alafim hevi mitshuvat bayit chadash denachon nachmi wazeh. We see it's a machloket. He says, although the halacha is basically that you could, as he brings from the Machazik Bracha, that's the Chida, but the Chesed La'alafim, that's Rabbi Eliezer Papo, the Pele Yoetz, brings from a Tshuvat Bayit Chadash that it's better to be Machmir. V'nir'e li deletzorech mitzvah yesh le'akel v'lo lachmir. Ben Ish Chai says, if it's for the purpose of a mitzvah, then you can be mekel, you can be lenient, and you don't have to be Machmir. V'chen ha-minhag pashut. Rav Ovadia writes in Halichot Olam, one who accepted Tosefet Shabbat with the Tzibur, accepted Tosefet Shabbat with the Tzibur is not allowed to even do a Isur Shvut, even a Derabbanan. But that's when he accepted it with the Tzibur. But a Yachid who accepted Tosefet Shabbat, for, like the case I told you before, Rashai Le'akel is allowed to be Mekel in Isurim Derabbanan Bimkom Mitzvah, such as, let's say, to tell a non-Jew to light a candle for his learning, or to turn on the lights. He forgot to turn on the light in the room where he learns. So if it's still Ben Hashmashot and he only received Shabbat, accepted Shabbat, but not together with the Tzibur, he can still be Mekel. Also, he says a woman who has the minhag to be Mekabel Shabbat by Hadlakat Nerot, and then she remembers after she lit the candles that she forgot to do Afrashat Chala, she's still allowed to do that during Ben Hashmashot, because it's a Shvut B'Mekom Mitzvah. It's only Yisur D'Rabbanan, and it's in a place of a mitzvah. Also, if she remembered she didn't pray mincha, she's allowed to pray mincha after hadlakat nerot. And then also, Rav Ovadia writes, mohel shekibel alav Shabbat mibeod yom achal plaga mincha. Let's say a mohel who already accepted Shabbat after plaga mincha, let's say like an hour before shkia, he accepted Shabbat. Ubay elav adam leazmino lasot mila libno anolad lo be'erev Shabbat shavar. And someone comes last minute, it's still a half hour before Shabbat, he already accepted Shabbat, but it's a half hour before Shkia, and his next door neighbor is asking him, can you come over and be the mohel to do a brit milah? And you know, we only have a half hour because the baby was born last Friday, so the brit milah has to be done on Friday. So can you come and do the brit milah? So he says, "Im yesham od mohalim shelo kiblu alem Shabbat." If there are other mohalim in the neighborhood who didn't accept Shabbat yet, you should prefer to ask them. Elaim ken hu mumche biyoter, unless he's the biggest expert, unless he's the best mohel in town, so he's allowed to do the brit milah at that time. Okay.